This news brought to you by Froom, Australia's number one mushroom products brand, now available through Harris Farm Market stores. The Ozempic Nation and how plant-based players are cashing in on big farmers' diet craze. America's appetite is shrinking, not from newfound willpower, but from the surge of GLP-1 drugs like Ozempic and Wegovy. These pharmaceuticals are reshaping the food industry, and plant-based brands are wasting no time stepping up. Roughly 12% of US adults, around 31 million people, have used GLP-1 drugs, with 6%, 15.5 million, actively on them. As demand skyrockets, usage has surged 700% among non-diabetic patients in just 4 years, marking a seismic shift in how Americans approach weight management and metabolic health. Huel, once a niche player for tech bros, has seen its profits skyrocket by making plant-based nutrition mainstream. Expanding into supermarkets and chewable meal options, it's tapping into the demand for high-protein, high-fiber foods that keep GLP-1 users fueled without the sugar crashes. Smoothie King has jumped in with a GLP-1 support menu, rolling out protein-packed, zero-added sugar blends tailored for the millions, now riding the appetite-suppressing wave. The idea? Make sure people still get enough nutrients while eating less. It's Functional Food 101, now rebranded for the Ozempic era. Even celebrity wellness brands are playing the game. Kourtney Kardashian Barker's Lemmy just launched a plant-based supplement designed to naturally stimulate GLP-1 hormone levels. Using lemon extract and saffron compounds, it claims to reduce hunger and help with weight loss, no injections required. Conagra is slapping on track badges on its healthy choice meals, highlighting high-protein, high-fiber options designed for weight-conscious consumers. Nestlé has rolled out Vital Pursuit, a frozen meal line built for those looking to keep their calories in check. And there's more. Researchers are eyeing plant-based compounds that could act as natural GLP-1 boosters. Berberine, often called nature's Ozempic, has shown promise for regulating blood sugar and metabolism. Eriocitrin, a citrus flavonoid, is being studied for its ability to trigger GLP-1 production naturally. Meanwhile, curcumin and ginseng are also under the microscope for their potential appetite-suppressing effects. So, can plant-based lead the charge here? Not exactly. Big Pharma owns this game for now. But what's happening is a shift as plant-based brands aren't just adapting to the Ozempic effect, they're positioning themselves as the next logical step. The more consumers look for natural, sustainable ways to control appetite and manage weight, the more these brands will find themselves front and center. If anything, plant-based isn't following, it's running alongside, ready to grab its share of the new food economy. However, at the end of the day, there is nothing richer for the human body than a well-balanced plant-based food intake, coupled with exercise and rich nature-based connections. This audio sponsor's link is at the bottom of the article.